You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Tuesday, and the pandemic is raging on and on. Hopefully you all are doing well and being safe and smart about everything. unlike the President of the United States, who continues to give terrible advice day in and day out and totally embarrass our nation in front of the world. Literally 2 days ago, one of his Trump-tard fans took his advice and took the medication that Trump has been pushing, this lupus medication, and the person died, okay, which is what doctors were warning about. But, of course, that's fake news. Donald Trump tells the truth, and so there you go. So now the guy's dead. And other people are dying because Trump has been derelict in his duties, and he's lying constantly. And or whining about people not liking him or thanking him. God. So anyway, so the viral plague continues on unabated. You know, they still don't have enough masks in hospitals, you know, but whatever. Stay inside forever. So anyway, while I've been sitting around here, sequestered, going broke, things like that. I was thinking about men, of course, my life's work, men. And I'm just right now in love with men. Men are just the greatest creatures on earth. They are amazing. And all you men out there who are listening, I just want to give you a round of applause and just kneel down in front of you and worship you. This is what it means to be a faggot and have the privilege of serving men. I tell you, there's nothing better in life for a faggot, for sure, you know. And I just think it's really a shame, too, because women have a natural opportunity to worship men. I mean, men are, for the most part, attracted naturally to the female body and, you know, the female persona. But they don't worship men, mostly, you know. They view themselves as equal, even though they're not, okay? They're not equal. But they have this opportunity to worship men, you know, to serve these great, great men, and they don't take it, you know. Now, men put up with it because they want pussy, okay? But women actually use that against men. They don't worship men with their pussies. They use it as a bargaining chip, you know. But faggots do understand, okay? Faggots do understand the privilege of serving men. To us, there isn't anything more satisfying, more fulfilling than worshiping a man, serving a man. And that's really honestly the difference between a faggot and a woman for a man. When a man looks at a faggot and a woman side by side and what they can both do, men choose faggots a lot of times because the faggot will give him the worship that he wants and desires, okay? And that's huge, you know. That's a huge, huge advantage that faggots have, because we just are naturally prone to kneel and worship, you know, and serve in any way that we're told to. So, women, I mean, it's probably not possible for you to ever understand this, but that is why your men come to us. Okay. And when you think about worship, like, you know, and I've already mentioned in this podcast here that about kneeling and worshiping, foot worship is, I consider foot worship to be the foundation stone of my career as a faggot. I consider it to be the most important thing that I do to get straight alphas, for instance, to use me or another faggot. I think it is integral to fag worship. I mean, and virtually every faggot on earth has a foot fetish. It's on my list of 7 or 8 or whatever signs that you're a faggot, you know, that I've published on the website. I almost universally, faggots are addicted to men's feet, you know, because they're beautiful. Okay, like, I mean, everything about a man is beautiful. Everything about a man's body and his persona, everything is beautiful, and it's sexy, and it's aggressive, and it's like, you feel like you're in the presence of a god, you know, just seeing them physically and hearing their voice and hearing their words. You feel like you're in a space owned by them in that space. It's for a faggot, that's very, very, very profound, you know, and moving. But men's feet in particular, though, like, they're big, they're strong, they have like a muscularity about them, and they smell amazing all the time, virtually, and psychologically, it's very fulfilling as well. I kind of want to get into that a little bit, because people have asked me about foot worship and why I think it's so important. Well, I think from the man's standpoint, okay, so from, let's say, an alphas or a regular, you know, regular man, seeing someone worship their feet is a form of power that's different than fucking them in the ass or fucking them in the throat. Those are all power moves as well, but this is a respectful worship, you know. It's the faggot getting nothing and humiliating itself completely to honor a man, okay? When you pay attention to a man's feet, and you're rubbing them or kissing them or licking them or bathing them, whatever, you are tending to this lowest part of his body. It's a totally subservient move. It registers at a primal level with a man. And when he looks down and he sees a submissive person worshiping his feet in that way, honoring him that way, it moves him in an aggressive kind of way. He starts to get revved up because he wants to take control of that submissive that's at his feet worshiping him. It's just an instinct. It's like a lion seeing an injured gazelle or something, you know, and the lion is moved to want to wrap its jaws around that gazelle's neck and kill it, you know. A man has that kind of animal instinct. And when he sees a faggot, or if there's a female out there that does this, I don't know, but faggots do it all the time. When he looks down and he sees a faggot kissing his feet, worshiping his feet, groveling and debasing itself at his feet, he is filled with power. And he wants to use that faggot more than maybe he is even prepared to do, you know. It moves men that deeply. Now, for faggots, well, first of all, we're born with a foot fetish, okay? we're born to kneel and worship a man's feet, okay? So it's natural. But for us, like, it's one of those things, it's like sucking dick, which, I mean, like, I've said before that whenever I suck dick, I always feel like I'm home in a way. Like, it's like coming home because I feel complete when I'm sucking dick. And I feel that way about foot worship. Like, when I am kneeling down and kissing a man's feet, or I am tending to his feet, caring for his feet, giving him pedicures, which I've done many times, I feel like I'm home. Like, this is my purpose is being fulfilled. I love everything about men's feet. I mean, there isn't a single thing that I don't like about men's feet. I feel, I feel really, really fulfilled by that. I'll give you a couple of examples. My first alpha, Roger, before everything else happened, I remember this one night that we were watching a movie, and he was stretched out over two chairs, okay, and I was laying on the ground underneath those chairs, and I purposely put myself there, you know, because I believed at the time even that getting in this low spot, it felt right to me, you know what I'm saying? And I was demonstrating submission, basically, to him before we were even doing anything. And he put his feet down near my face, and I started instinctively rubbing them. And he kind of flinched. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. And he's like, I didn't realize you were going to do that, you know. And so I started doing it again. And he let me do that. And I think that was a prelude to what was to come, you know. I think it led. I think that foot, that innocent gesture, you know, we were both 17 years old. We were young. We didn't have a lot of experience. But, like, that act, you know, triggered something inside of him. And I am not really very shy at all about my love of feet, you know. I remember one time I was at a bar with some friends and I got drunk. Nothing worse than being at a straight bar as a gay faggot who's drunk, okay? There's nothing worse. Anyway, there was this guy that I knew fairly well, I guess. His name's Kurt. And Kurt was sitting on one of those tall bar stools near some video games, and he was wearing these sandals. Like, I hate those, like, those brown sandals. I mean, I really hate them. I've hated them my whole life. And so, but he was wearing them, and he didn't have any socks on, okay? So he was just his bare feet, and he had gorgeous feet, okay? And right there in the bar, packed bar, I got down on my hands and knees and started kissing his feet. And he let me do it. He thought it was funny. And, like, he was talking to one of his friends and just like it was like normal for him. You know what I mean? Like every day some faggot comes up and kisses his feet. He just kind of blew it off, you know. Now I did not service him, but it was just funny because like you're getting a glimpse into how I approach this. I am pretty fearless, you know. Like I will just go and do something like that in a straight bar where like I could have gotten beaten up, you know. Kurt is about as straight as they get, you know, and he's a very muscular, strong guy, and he could have killed me, you know, but he didn't do that, you know. But anyway, feet have always been one of my very, very favorite ways to worship a man. It's just amazing, you know. And I've had lots of straight friends, male friends, who have even requested me to service their feet, you know, because I do it right, okay, and I do it in a worshipful way. Now, sometimes they get a little freaked out when I start sucking on their big toe, like it's a dick, okay, but they get over it pretty quickly. But anyway, I love feet, and I know that a bunch of people in my audience, both alphas and faggots, love feet for different reasons, obviously, but I would love to hear more feet stories. Honestly, I never get tired of it. So, anyway, I think I'm going to stop. Anyway, send me your feet stories, or if you want to send me feet pics, you know, I'm always down for that, okay? just clip your toenails first, okay? Anyway, you can send those feet pics to my email, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or you can contact me on Kick. I'm Normal Submissive there. And you can contact me at Tumblr at fagsworshipalphas6.tumblr.com. And I'm on Instagram, fagsworshipalphas. I'm everywhere, okay? Except fucking Twitter. Anyway, and of course on the main site, you're welcome to send me messages at fagsworshipalphas.com. This is Sam signing off. Stay safe out there, everybody. I love you. Bye.